think it's recording? It's thinking about recording?
Well, it is recording, so if you're about to start, then that's okay.
Okay, good.
Let me see, okay.
Because I'm assuming I need to talk into the microphone for it to actually record.
You do, yes.
Okay. All right, did you want to say anything, Maria?
I just wanted to introduce Wendy for today's class and everything.
Thank you. Maria is our hostess, so she gets to help us if we need anything. So, which is great, but in the meantime, she gets to hang out with us. So you're going to have to participate in our game, too, since we don't have that many people, okay?
Okay.
you have to get in the chair. Okay. So, first of all, my name's Wendy. So, I do work at the church part-time, and I work for Ben in education. And so, my mission is, I call it leading the outreach effort. And mostly, I work with Adult One, but I do have outreach meetings every third Wednesday of the month in room 253, and they are open for anybody, even Summit people, okay? Now, I think I went to a Summit meeting one time, so were you there when I was there? Okay, so I thought your name sounded familiar. I wasn't sure if that was what it was. Yeah, I'd forgotten I'd gone there. So anyway, so that is good. So personally, I start getting tired, so we're going to stand up and get energized here. So everybody stand up. Okay, you're going to get to stand up and sit down. Okay, so sit down if you are an outreach leader in your class. Okay, cool. Now stand back up. Sit down if you have ever made a home outreach visit. I admit that mine were to urban teenagers. They were not to adults, but I've made a home outreach visit. Okay, stand back up. Sit down if you've been doing church outreach for more than 2 years. Okay, so we're all still pretty new. Okay, so now we're going to talk about activities. And this is kind of for us to kind of see what kind of things people like. Because although Ben was, you guys weren't here in the first meeting. But, you know, he was talking about, you know, we're not here for just our little community. We're here to reach out and to meet people and to spread the gospel and to bring people in. And so I say that the purpose for socials and activities is to help bring in those people. So let's talk about some activities. This is just for fun for a moment. Okay, sit down if you like this activity. Now you can sit down more than once, okay? So this is just, okay. So sit down if you like bowling. Wow, look at you guys. Okay, all right, stand back up. Sit down if you like serving at the Faith Center. Okay, cool. Sit down if you would like a progressive dinner. Does anybody even know what they are anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd like a progressive dinner is when you go to one person's house for the appetizer. Then you go to another person's house, right, for the main meal, and then you go to another person's house for the dessert. I've never actually been to one.
That's interesting.
But that's what I thought it was, but I've never actually done it.
I think it's like the kids do now when, before they used to spend Thanksgiving with me, now they spend breakfast with me, they go to the
exactly.
Yeah.
It's like that. Okay, everybody stand back up. Okay, if you would like to lead small groups with teenagers. See, I'm a teenage person. I've just God has sent me here to all you old people. Okay.
People are better.
What about a sports watching party? I mean, this could be basketball, football, Super Bowl. Okay. Okay, a missions prayer night. Okay, and going out to eat.
Oh, all the time.
Okay, so I just wanted to say I encourage groups to do different activities. Like it's really easy for a group, a class to get in a rut. We go out to eat the first Sunday of the month. That's great. But, you know, whatever happened to the Super Bowl party? Whatever happened to serving at the Faith Center? What happened to bowling? What happened to making up a progressive dinner night? I mean, like, you know, do some different things because you'll bring in different people. And we'll come back, we'll get to this more later, but I just like it. I mean, you know, you want to reach out to people you want to bring more people into your class. Some of those are unchurched, unsaved. Some of those are people that are saved and have been in church for a while, but they need a new church and a new group. You got to reach both of them. So, like, if I'm coming to your class, I'm going to be most inspired by your missions prayer night, you know? But a bunch of you were inspired by bowling night. You know what I mean? And so you want to do different things to try to bring in all the people. So anyway, there's that. All right. Here is my next illustration, okay? okay? I am going to draft Maria, and she's going to stand up here. You are the outreach leader for this Life Bible Study class, okay? These people right here are the ones who show up to your class every week, okay? You see all these chairs here? I counted, we have 45 chairs in this room, okay? So if we're five, that's leaving approximately 40. Those 40 chairs that are empty represent the people on your class rolls who are not coming, okay? So everybody got that? Outreach leader, people who come every week, these are the people on the rolls. You're like, who is this person, you know? So those are them. Okay, so Maria, you're the outreach person. Would you please offer a delicious cookie to each person? Please go ahead and take the cookie. If you don't want to eat it, you don't have to eat it, okay? So take the cookie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so now I was going to give you a piece of bread. And my teenager said, why would you give them a piece of bread? Give them a cookie. I said, okay. So, but this is symbolizing giving you guys the bread of life, giving you the word of God, giving you the community, okay? This is really important. And you guys just got it. But what about these 40 people? They didn't get it. They didn't get this cookie. They didn't get the word of God. They didn't get the fellowship. They didn't get the growth because they're not here. And that's what we're talking about today is reaching out. What? This is your role. You actually have my handout for my next class, okay? Just because you kind of need both, and you don't have to stay for it. You'll have the handout, and it's all good either way. But we're going to talk about your role here. But the whole point is, if we don't get these people to our class or at least to our bowling night, then they're not getting the delicious word of God. So anyway, do whatever you want with the cookie. I don't want it back. Okay. All right. So now let's pray. God, we thank you for this night. I thank you for the people that are in this room right now. And I just thank you that you're going to teach all of us how to reach out to people, to get them into our class, not because we're so cool, but because we want to reach them with the gospel. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, so let's see. So we're on I get confused between my two classes here. Okay, so we're on your role as outreach leader. So you guys are outreach leaders in your class. And you guys are in the same class.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you guys are co-leaders?
No, she's gathered.
Uh-huh.
And I'm activities.
Cool. Well, in fact, that's probably a good time. Do you guys have your little book here, your little Midnight Madness book? Turn to page 12. This is your official org chart. Now, this does not mean, you know, this does not necessarily mean, Ebony, that you report to Julianne and must do everything that she says, you know. But and then, Daniel, what's your role in your class?
I'm the outreach coordinator.
Oh, you're the outreach coordinator. Okay, because you didn't sit down at outreach leader. You could have sat down with that, even though you're an outreach coordinator. Okay, so you're okay. I just wanted to find out. So, but anyway, what I like about this is it lays everything out. Not every class has all of these things, but it gives you an idea. But we got class director at the top who's leading the class there. And then you go down and you've got your gather, your grow, and your give. And the gather people, whether you're the social, the outreach leader, the outreach coordinator, you're there gathering people in. But what I want to tell you guys today is, although you don't have authority over anybody except for maybe the social person. No, you know, you don't have authority over them. You guys can set the tone for outreach. I mean, I hope you could go back to your class and do a cookie illustration or something, you know? And we're like, listen, you guys are all getting the cookies, but all these other people are not. We got to get them in here, you know? You can inspire your director. And so if you want to pick up, there's a handout back there for directors, and especially since the class is so small, if you want to take it back to your director, you can, because I want to inspire the directors to think outreach oriented, you know? So, but you guys set the tone for outreach, but we'll get to that. All right, so now we're on this handout. Your role as outreach leader. The first thing is commissioned. So we're on my official handout called Your Role as Outreach Leader, commissioned. But just to confuse you, you now have to refer to the handout from the other class. You can do it. Page 1. Okay. So Ebony has to work hard since she got the gift card, so I'm gonna show you where
Which
it is
one
though.
This one?
Hold
this
on.
One?
Let me just see. That one right there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now go to our Bible verse at the bottom.
Oh.
Whoa.
You okay?
Yes,
okay.
But the recording is not. So sorry about that. You should be at Matthew.
Oh, Matthew. Okay. Yep.
All right. Go ahead and read us Matthew.
Okay. Then Jesus came near and said to them, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age."
Yes. Now, there's two other verses that go with commission, but this isn't my second class. This is this first class, so I'm referring it to you. Before you go to bed tonight, please read that. Please read this entire handout. I don't care if you're up till 2 o'clock in the morning. Y'all are young. Okay. So, go take care of that. All right. So, look. Go. That's why I boldened that there. Go. You don't wait till they come to you. We make the calls, the emails, and the text more than once. Now, I'm not talking more than once in a day, okay? You know, please do not call this poor person on your list. You know, you call him in the morning, and then Daniel calls him in the afternoon, and then Ebony texts him in the night. Absolutely not. You know, they're going to call and get a restraining order against First Baptist Church. You know, I think on my other hand, that I say 1 to 2 contacts per week is plenty. You know, so anyway, but we call them. I call this a warm list. Anybody here in sales? Okay, you know about cold calls. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows what a cold call is. You're calling somebody who doesn't know anything about you, has never heard of you before, and probably doesn't want to talk to you, okay? But that's not who you guys are calling. These 40 people that are on our list but haven't come, they gave the church their information. Okay, they did. People can come to this church every day and never give us their information, but they gave us their information. They've actually shown up to the building. Okay, so I call them warm calls. They're warm calls because you don't personally know them, but they have given the information here. You know, now sometimes they forget that they have, but that's okay. You know, but you can, so you're reaching out to them. You're reaching out to them. We'll come back to that. So this is your commission. So I'm so sorry to confuse you so much, but we're back to the one that says your role as outreach leader. I probably should have numbered them at the top. Okay, we got commission. So we talked about the Bible verse. B, you can be an outreach person and be introverted or extroverted. Okay, obviously I'm the extroverted side, but all that matters is that you have the heart and that you reach out to them. What I found is that as an extroverted person, I often scare away introverted visitors and people I'm trying to call. But when you're a quieter, introverted person, then you can relate to them, you know, and that's okay. The main thing is you have the heart and that you care. C, this is what I've been trying to get across to you with the cookies, okay? So you can frame that cookie at home, bronze it, or whatever you need to do. But all the people on your role and roster, now I call it role and roster, in Summit, do you guys have it divided that you have members on one sheet of paper and visitors on the other? The members are white and the visitors are green, right?
They're on different pages, I know that.
Okay, well, because in adult one, we've got the green, you know, and I like it because it's grow. But so we think of the role as the member and the roster as the visitors, but as long as you know you've got these lists of people, all of those people are your people. They are your people. They are not people for you to say, well, this person hasn't come in 3 months. Membership office, can you please take them off my list? You know, what Ben just said in our last class is, don't even come to me till you've prayed for that person by name every day for 3 months. Then come back and talk to me about it. That's what Ben says. I agree. The whole point is they are your people. God has entrusted them to you. They are connected to your class either because they visited or because somebody in the department, you know, connected a visitor to your class. So they're your people. Oh, that's a question. I'm sorry. You can be more blatant with me. It's okay.
What happens if, because I know this happens a lot in Summit, where they tried out a class and signed up there, and they've tried out all these classes. So are they all the classes? Or
really good question. That's an excellent question. How it should be working so it doesn't confuse people is, so Maria here, so she's going to come and visit all these classes. So first she comes and visits Ignite, and so now she's on your list as a visitor. Mm-hmm. But then she says, I'm going to go visit Petros. And she's a visitor there. Then she says, I'm going to go visit the old people. Not the oldest, but the old people. She's going to come visit the old people. Now, but they should be getting removed off of each of those lists. So every week. So Maria came and visits this week to my class. So I have inactivated her on your class and inactivated her on your class. And she's only active in my class as a visitor. That's how it's supposed to work. Okay?
Who
so
does that?
My office, the membership office does. That's why I know. Now, it doesn't always work that way, okay? So if they are still on your list, it means they have either not gone to another class or they never filled out the form, you know? Because they could be visiting around, but if they never fill out a form and let us know that they're there, we don't move them.
So you guys will automatically take them off. You'll be able
yes.
to do that.
Yeah, so once we get the slip saying they visited old people class, then we inactivate them in your class, and then they're a visitor in our class. Yes. So you may notice sometimes on your rolls, so-and-so was here last week, and now they're not on my roll. Well, that probably means they visited somewhere else, you know. Or you might think they've been here 3 weeks in a row, and they still haven't shown up. Well, either we didn't get a slip, or there could have been an error made. Sometimes we get the information, it gets put in, but the class rolls are already printed. So they won't show up until the next week. So if you have any questions, contact the membership office. But generally, give it a week or two and, you know, see if it all shows up. Okay. Those people are your people. They are your mission field. Now, look, I got to show you something here. You don't have to get your book out. But it says here, key definitions. And one word is prospects. Now, I've talked to you about sales already. But I don't like calling these people prospects. But they didn't ask me before they did this thing. Okay? But I don't call them prospects. I call them your mission field. They're your mission field, okay? So you're sitting here and you're thinking, okay, almost 5 million people in the greater Houston area. I cannot share the gospel with all of them. God has given you this mission field. It's the people on your list, you know? It's warm calls. You know, we're not talking walking up to somebody on the street and saying, have you considered the claims of Jesus Christ? You're talking to somebody who has actually come to the church and given us their information. So, but anyway, so just don't get rid of those people on your roll. Reach out to them. Okay, so you're commissioned. Two, developing an outreach strategy for your class. So the first thing you need to know is I'm going to give you a strategy. But you can do whatever you want. This just gets you started. I'm the kind of person that I want to get the information and then make it work for me and my class and what's going on. So I just want you to know that if you don't do it exactly like this, you are still fine. Ben will not fire you. You know, everything is fine. So that's good. So we've already looked at the org chart. That's A. All right. I'm referring generally to this whole handout, the outreach continuum. Now, I like the word continuum. I don't like to know if anybody else does. But what I mean by outreach continuum is you've got a first-time visitor who's come to your class. Now you've got a person who joined the church who's been connected to your class. Now you've got a person who's been visiting around to a million classes. Now you've got a person who's been a member, just been here for a month or so. Now you've got a person that was here when the church was founded in 1841. Okay, so we've got all these people. So that's a continuum. You don't deal the same way with them, but you still need to reach out to them. So that's why we say it. So I refer this whole document to you, but we're going to look at a few things on it. Okay, now we're going to look at the outreach leader job description, which is one of the handouts you picked up. And, well, you know what? I have my own copy. And oh, here's my papers. Here's my extra papers. There we go, because I moved off the podium. Okay. Now, I have to confess something. I had been handing out this outreach leader's job description, and I had never looked at it until I prepared for this class tonight. So I put a box around these 2 through 5. I said, really? Have you guys ever seen this before? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we use this in adult one, but I think it would, you know, work for anybody. But look at this. Number 2, you 3, even social woman. You are responsible for the overall direction of outreach ministry within your class, including, there's some little typos there, including and enlisting with other class leadership, the care group leaders, inreach leaders, social leaders, whatever, you know, you are helping to set the direction. Now, you may look at this org chart and go, wait a second, I'm just a middle level peon here, you know, but I'm telling you to do it, and this job description is telling you to do it. So this means you go back to your director and you say, you know what, I need a co-leader, Daniel might say. I can't do all this. I went to this class, and look at all the stuff I need to do. I can't do all this. You can go to your director and say, we need an in-reach person. We need care groups. Ebony's going to say, I need another social coordinator because I'm going to handle this part, and I need some, you know, I mean, you're going to say, you're going to go back, and then you're going to say, and now that we have all these in-reach and care group people, Mr. and Mrs. Director or Mr. and Ms. Director, please make sure that they are contacting their people, and we'll talk more about that. But anyway, you're kind of setting the tone for outreach. You can't do everything, but you're the champion for it. You know, when everybody says, all right, we're going to bowling night, you're going to say, okay, have we contacted the visitors? Have we contacted those 40 people that are on our list that we haven't seen? Have we told them exactly where the direction is? And have we told them that Juliana's going to be standing out front wearing an orange shirt so that they know where to go? Because I just want you guys to know, I'm an extroverted person. But I remember, and I've been in my Sunday school class for a long time, but we were invited over to somebody's house. And so I pull up, and you know, the first thing you're like, is this the right house? You know, is this the right house? And then you knock on the door, and then you walk in, and you're like, nobody's talking to me now? What am I supposed to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you're like, great, we're having bowling night. Okay, Julianne's going to stand out front and make sure everybody can find her. This is really the right place. And then when they walk inside, Ebony's right there going, hey, good to meet you. Do you have a team yet? Why don't you join this team right here? Okay, see how that's totally different than just letting them walk in and wonder what's going on? Yeah. You know, I mean, so that's what you guys can do in your class. Make sure it's visitor friendly. Okay.
How do you know if this is, because I think my role is just like the actual outreach cards, like that we do on Mondays. Like
yes, but it's not. No, I'm just teasing you. No, do you have an outreach leader in your class?
I mean, we have Gather, Grow, Give leaders.
You're under the Gather person.
I just do the cards. Like that's
okay, good. And that's not just that. But now you're going to come back from this, and you're going to say, hey, can we do all this at bowling night? And then you're going to say, who's reaching out to these people? And you know the cards you do on Monday night? Those are your first-time visitors. Okay, so your person came and they visited. Okay? And you call and say, hey, so glad you visited. Hope you're going to come again. It was great to see you. So what if they don't come the next Sunday? You go back to your Gather person and say, someone's got to call them. Someone's got to call them and say, hey, I know you weren't here, but if you want to come back, cool. And you know what? If our class isn't the right one for you, let me help you find the right class. See how this is a little bit more than just calling the people. This is following up because they don't come. So why didn't they come? Well, they might have been sick, you know, but that's fine. So now you can pray for them, you know, but so you thought, because I've got that, that's what's in this thing, is when they don't come back, somebody contacts them, you know, so you have more than you think, and you can be a leader even while you're reaching out to those cards. But we've got other things also that'll help you when you're calling the people too. Not necessarily in everything that I say, but in this extra handout. So you've got this, you'll read that. Okay, so now I'm at number 4. Cooperate with your director, that is, with developing a class leadership team that's committed to accomplishing the goals and objectives of the SBS. I think that's probably supposed to mean LBS, and fulfilling predetermined responsibilities. But you guys are inspiring people, you know? So you can do that. You can inspire people even if you're not the official leader. You know, you can come back, you can take them an extra copy of this stuff. You can remind them about the third Wednesday meeting. So anyway, that just tells you a little bit more about your job description and what you can do. Okay, let's see. All right, now we're on D. Talk to your director and, you know, tell them more about outreach. Talk to them about, we're talking these missing 40 people. I mean, start breaking, you're heartbreaking for these 40 people. I mean, they could be anything from nobody talked to me, and that's why I'm not coming back to that church, to I really want to come, but life has been so overwhelming, and every Sunday morning the kid throws up and the water pipe breaks, and you know what I mean? I mean, you're ready to pray for them, you know, or sometimes it's their job. I see that with a lot of singles. You know, they're like, oh, my, I got to work, you know, Saturday night. You know, well, then you're like, okay, cool. You can't come to our Sunday morning class, but don't forget about Sunday night church. Okay, so we're reaching out to them. Okay, now we're on E, 2E here, and we're going to look at the outreach continuum handout. All right, I'm going to tell you which page to go to. You go to page 3. All right, page 3. I made it really big and bold. See how it says 3D? Mm-hmm. I loved it because it was section 3, letter D, but we're talking 3D, living color here, so that's why it's big. Reaching out to the people who are connected to your class. Okay, now this is good for you guys on making your calls on Monday night. I'm sure they told you this already, but always identify yourself that you're from First Baptist. You know, people, sometimes you forget. But like you may say, hey, I'm from the Petros class, da 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 da. And the person showed up that day, didn't have a clue what was going on. Because I have this, sometimes I call people and say, now which class did you go to? I don't know, it was the one with the teacher with the red shirt. I'm like, got it. You know? And so you want to make sure you call and say, hi, I'm with Houston's First Baptist Church or First Baptist Houston. Don't use the abbreviations. And please don't tell the people, thanks for coming to our LBS class. People in First Baptist don't even know what LBS means. You know what I mean? So don't watch those acronyms. But I would call, because when I make calls too. Hi, this is Wendy Doolin. I'm with Houston's First Baptist Church. I say, I'm in the membership office. You say, I'm with the class, Petros, you know, we're the young singles class. You came and visited us. You were referred to us when you joined the church. You were referred to us because you're a church visitor, you know, but always identify that you're from the church. That's really important. That's why I put there first. Okay, skip over the part that says 3 weekly resources for the moment because I don't know, you know, what you guys have in the singles area. I do have a question for you, though. Are you guys on Arena?
I just heard about that in my last class.
Oh, good. You were with Glenda?
No, it was.
Oh, you just heard about it.
Right.
There may be an Arena class. Arena is our online database.
So the church does have it.
Absolutely, and if you have an official leadership role in your class, as in your name is in Arena, that you are the outreach leader or outreach or whatever, you know, if you have an official role, you sign a confidentiality form and you have access to the database. You can't really change it, but you can look at it. Because, okay, so you want to know what happened to so-and-so, you know? This guy came last week and I haven't seen him for 3 weeks. You can log on to Arena and go, oh, he went and visited this class and this class and this class. All right, he's okay. He's seen other things. I don't have to worry about him. Or you can find out, no, he hasn't gone anywhere. I need to worry about him, you know? So you
that helps with the roster.
Right? Yep, you can see your online roster. You can export it to Excel. Mm-hmm. Very cool thing. So there's maybe another class on that in the third session. You can come to the third Wednesday outreach event that I do. So my email's at the top. So, what'd you say?
Both of them.
I have my name, but I have it as my email address. If you email me, then I'll put you on my list, and you'll hear about all the meetings and the events. We just did our Arena training, so I may not do it again for a little while. But, you know, we can work it out so you can get organized for Arena, because very cool. Okay. So, but anyway, weekly resources, skip over to that. Skip over that. So now we're on page 4. All right. At the top of page 4, it says Arena. You're skipping that for the moment. You're going down to where it says bold. To start with, everyone on your active class roster, let me define active. Active is everybody on your class roster, okay? Sometimes people think active are the people who come every week. No. We're talking about the people that are connected to your class. The person who visited last week is active. Now they've gone to visit another class, we've made them inactive in your class, so they're no longer on your active roster, okay? But your active roster is everybody. Everybody should be getting your class email, you know, however often you send it out, you know, whatever you do. Some people were saying, oh, we only send it out to the active people. Oh, no, send it to these 40 people. You never know what you're going to say in there that's going to inspire them to come. And that was so easy. You didn't even have to make the phone call because you said bowling night. And so they showed up, you know, so did that. But remember, that's your generic email that goes to everybody. Your outreach efforts should be personal. Now, if it's an email to one person, I think that's personal. Okay? That's personal. That's cool. It's not to my whole grow group. That's not personal, okay? Maybe helpful, but it's not personal, but make it personal. You guys are young. Texts are great. I don't know how you guys contact on Monday night, but, you know.
You just do the cards that the church has, like send out those.
You mail them.
Yeah.
You don't make phone calls?
No, I mean.
Cards are good, too.
I was only ever told to do cards. I mean, they said we could call them if we don't have, like, their address.
Mm-hmm.
Or something.
Exactly.
But, see, this is, maybe we'll get to this point.
Uh-huh.
It's usually just me and, like, one other person doing it.
Uh-huh.
And with Petros still, like, growing and
uh-huh.
fast. We can have upwards. I mean, the last couple of times have been not as many, but we've been having like where we would do like 20 cards. Well, that is a lot for two people to do 20 cards to write out a note to them. And I don't know how to get more people. Like I've asked people in my class, like
right.
I stand up on Sunday mornings, like we could really use help, like outreaching to people because if it really does fall under my responsibility
mm-hmm.
to make these calls and stuff. There's no way I have time to
right.
do all
you may not. Not with 20. You 20 visitors? Like, these are people that actually visited your class.
Yeah. It's like with between that and birthdays and stuff. Because we
yeah.
have for birthdays.
Right.
Visitors. People
right.
who transferred to the class. People who.
Yeah. Joined the class.
The
yeah.
All these different things. And that can add up to like 20 cards.
Yeah.
And
no, it's a lot.
Another person, it just, there's no way I.
Well, let me tell you what I've done before. Not in outreach, but in a similar thing. Is I take a text. Okay. So I write my text and I go. Hey, Daniel, it was great to see you on Sunday. Hope to see you again soon. Next week we're doing this. Come early and we can have coffee at the Corner Books, okay? So you type up that little text. So you send it to Daniel. Y'all are young and smart. Then you push copy, and then you push paste to your next person, but you change their name at the top. Hey, Ebony, and it's the same text, okay? And then, hey, Julia. So see, that's actually a lot easier than writing 20 cards. You know, that actually goes really fast, and you may get a response back from that person. Because what I like about text is, now I'm not saying if you guys want to do cards are great, because a lot of people don't get personal mail these days, so I'm all about it. But imagine, okay, when your cell phone rings, you don't recognize the phone number, what do you do? I don't know who that is, I can go to voicemail, okay? But when a text comes in, you don't recognize the number, you click on it right away, because it's easy. You know, oh, look, Daniel from First Baptist. Oh, I forgot to put that in the text. This is Daniel from First Baptist. Okay, Daniel from First Baptist just text me, you know. Oh, okay, yeah, I guess that was the class I went to. Okay, yeah. You know, so it's really easy. If you send a card to somebody and they want to try to respond back to you, that takes a lot of effort. It takes no effort to respond to a text, you know.
I could just give you a suggestion. What our class has done in
mm-hmm,
the past
mm-hmm.
is have a rotating list. So you only have to commit maybe once or twice a month, but you have a list of people that are willing to, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
you can pull from a pool of people
yeah.
instead
yeah.
of having, like, you know, only a designated two or three that are supposed to go every week, just
mm-hmm.
rotate it out.
But it's great that you guys do that, because Summit's the only one who does that, you know, on Monday nights and start and, you know, gets together like that. So it's awesome. But... So, I mean, like I said, text, copy, paste, change the name. Copy, paste, change the name. You know, I mean, you got 20 out really fast.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's good. And then you might, like, you know. But anyway, that's just a suggestion. That's just a suggestion. Okay. So now this is, so now we're number, so we're, so now we're number one at the top of page 4. This is an outreach strategy. So, like I said, you modify it for your classes. Those who have visited 0 or 1 time. Contact is made by the outreach leader. 0 are those people who've been connected to your class but have never shown up yet. They're new church members or first-time church visitors. Somebody in Summit obviously decides whose class they're connected to. You guys may not even, I don't know how you're getting aware of that. In Adult 1, I send out an email. Because, see, you know who visits your class, you got the slips.
Mm-hmm.
But you now know who's getting connected to your class, except for we have a thing called the weekly membership services weekly email. I forget. We do it in our office. I can't remember what it's called. But this tells you who's been connected that's a new church member or a first-time church visitor who have never shown up, don't know anything about anything till you call them. So anyway, start scoping around for them. That's a 0. Now, Ben said, please tell them that 0 refers to the number of their attendance. And we don't think of those people as zeros and are no way talking about their character, okay? So anyway, so that's just their attendance. Okay, so this is for the outreach person, and then just gives what you're doing, some methods, and some things you could try. Then number two, this is what I talked about, the zero or one who don't come or come back. So you had a first-time visitor, they didn't come back, you logged on to Arena, you saw they didn't go to any other class, because, you know, if they went to another class, there's no reason to bother them. Somebody else is taking care of them, you know. But they didn't go, and so, you know, you can contact them. So, but this is a forgotten thing. This is a new thing that I'm trying to get in. So is that. That's number two. And then you can read the purpose and the method and stuff later. Then number three, the people who have come two or more times, including visitors starting on their second time, and your regular attenders, and all the people on your roller roster, contact is made by InReach or Care and Grow group leaders. We call it InReach. And so, you know, in here they put all these little definitions. And so they're great. Okay, this is great. It's not necessarily the same way I'm talking. They say outreach is to visitors and InReach is to members. But I say outreach is to those who are not coming regularly and InReach is those who are coming regularly, whether they call themselves visitors or members. The main thing is everybody on your roster, these people here who come every week and all these 40, somebody has them on their radar and has them on their contact list. Now, your person who's here regularly, you probably have more contact with. These 40 back here, and you'll read this in here, like these 40 that you've never seen, have never showed up, you're not calling them every week. You might have them on a rotation that they're contacted once a month, every 3 months. What I say is we want them to have a church connection for when they need it. There's going to be the time when they need it, even if all they need is a date. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm talking to you singles people here. But you know what I mean? You know, so now they know, hey, this singles class is having a New Year's Eve party. Yeah, I'm going to come to that. You know what I mean? They've never shown up to anything else, but somebody contacted them about it. So anyway, so a great time to, like, I say this in one of these documents, but I like to call people. But my favorite time to call people is when I can say, hey, just want you to know, the big summit New Year's Eve party is coming up. You know, come and meet our class and come with us. Isn't that like really fun rather than saying, hi, do you want to come to our Sunday school class on Sunday? But, you know, you see how it's a little bit more fun? But it just gives them something, you know, something to talk about. So anyway, there you go. So that is an outreach strategy. Now, that doesn't say whether you're doing cards or text or phone calls or how often or who's doing it. You got to figure those things out. But this kind of just lets you think about things so that everybody gets covered.
Would the director know should he or she know who's doing what? Like our director for our class, because if we're supposed to be making calls and stuff, like, I guess I don't know my role.
You may not yet. That's okay. Well, part of this is that most people don't think about this, okay? So, like, even like this outreach job description, nowhere on here does it say write a card or make a phone call. It's kind of interesting, you know? So, you are doing just fine, Daniel, and you are in no way failing in your job, okay? What I'm here to inspire you as is enlist more people, broaden it, and, you know, let's take this as our mission field. I mean, as like serious, you know, as serious. And so, you know, you can't do everything, but if you can go back and inspire people and get them psyched and then do it. So what does your director know about outreach? I don't know, because I'm working with the directors in the adult one and they don't necessarily always know everything, you know, because they're contacting our office and saying, I've got these 40 people on my list that I haven't seen in a year. Can you get them off my list? That's not an outreach mentality, you know? And so that's why I know that they're not thinking. So now, remember, when you go back to your people, you don't tell them, read all this and we're doing all this by tomorrow. you say, you know, what about these 40 people? And what about text messages? And what about the people that we contacted but didn't come? Now, when you're having 20 people that you might have to contact a week, that's a lot and you can only do what you can do. And that's okay, you know? Some of our adult classes only have 2 to 5 people to contact a week. You know, and so we really want to inspire them. But anyway, okay, so good. So that's why there's a director's handout back there, okay, which is, just here's the disclaimer, it's my director's handout. If Ben ever says anything different, you go with what Ben says. So, but anyway, so I'm inspired, I'm trying to inspire. Okay, so we're still in number two, developing the outreach strategy. Meet with everybody, including your director, your in-reach people, your care group leader. Come up with a strategy. And I put down here, oh, no, it's not in here, but I said somewhere, you schedule this meeting. Now, you would go to your gather person and inspire them to schedule this meeting, you know. So, but you take the lead and psych everybody up. How are we doing?
We have 5 minutes.
Only 5 minutes? We go till 10:15, you know. You got me till 10:15?
No,
because we have till 10:15.
10:15?
Yes, because since there's 15 minutes in between classes.
Okay, so we've got 20 minutes.
Okay, excellent. That's good. Okay.
I was worried.
Okay, good. No. We're good. Okay, number three, enlisting and training your team. We've kind of talked about that. You're the outreach person, but inspire people. Try to recruit people. Talk to your director. You know, when you've got big classes and you may feel like, I'm just the outreach coordinator who writes the postcards. You know, you just do what you can. You pass on the information. It's all good.
I think it's a big thing. My grandkids are coming here, and when they receive those cards, it really feels
good.
No more people send cards anymore.
Yeah.
Cards, anything like that. So they feel like, wow, this is for me.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they're
cards
young,
are good.
When they're young, they're not used to that anymore.
Yeah, I just, like, the cards I know have really, like, a lot of people like. I'm just having trouble giving people to help do the cards.
Well, I know.
Because I always have to show up, which I know I'm the outreach coordinator, but there's sometimes mm-hmm. where if I couldn't make it, it would be nice to know, okay, I have four people there who are doing these cards.
Yes.
And getting done and
yes.
Out
yes.
I can't always do it, but I've done, I mean, I've stood up in class and like tried to be like, there's free pizza there. Like, how do you not want free pizza?
Right.
Free pizza. Yeah. Plus, like, I think what we're going to try and do, kind of like you were saying, is maybe getting like the grow groups
mm-hmm.
to like commit to like once a month.
Yes.
So if we have a different group every
yes.
week.
Yes.
Then that's four or five people plus me and maybe the other
yeah.
person or whatever
mm-hmm.
who can help.
Yes.
That has a sign-in sheet so
it's
they can
volunteer. We have. And people
they
just,
know?
It's like, it's one of the, I feel like one of the easiest ways
uh-huh.
to volunteer
mm-hmm.
and like serve
yeah.
in the class.
Maybe they just need to be like reminded of how they felt when they received their card and how it,
yeah.
you know, it's
yeah.
a ministry
yeah.
in itself.
Big drama
yeah.
in front of the class.
Yeah.
well, seriously, like, now look, see, you know, if you're like more on the blunt side, like me, you go, all right, how many people got a birthday card this year? Did you like it? All right, we need people out here to write those birthday cards so we can bless more people. I mean, you know what I mean? Make it personal. I mean, they need to realize they're benefiting from it. So now you can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it. We're going to pray at the end. So we're going to pray. All right. So enlisting and training your team. We've talked about this, but I want to emphasize again, social activities leader. I'm so glad that you're here because so many times social are just thinking, oh, this is just for so us five can socialize. You know, what do we all want to do? Oh, let's go see the so-and-so movie tonight. All right, let's go. While all these 40 people are starving, they're not getting the cookies, they're not getting the bread, you know, so we want to pull them in.
Mm-hmm.
So, excellent. We already talked about how to welcome them and stuff. All right, training. This can go for anybody. I'm still at 3B under your role as outreach leader, no page number at the bottom. Training. This handout is good training. This outreach continuum handout is good training. This third Wednesday of the month is good training. You know, we talk about different things here with the old people. Not the oldest, but the old people. It's at night. It's
during,
at...
During, like, what, milestones?
Yeah, it's kind of awkward. You have to kind of miss your milestones class that night and stuff, but it goes from 6 to 7:30, and we have food. And we have food. All right, flip to the next page. All right, I talked about the third Wednesday outreach leaders training. If you email me, I'll tell you more about that. We already talked about getting all the people together to pray together and brainstorm. All your directors, your in-reach leaders, your care group leaders, you know, have a time that you pray together. Okay, so we're still on your role of outreach leader. You're on the correct page right
okay.
there. So now
right,
we're on number four.
Sure.
All right, this is good. So this works out really well that there's not that many people because I can show you where we are. I just had two classes and they sort of overlapped. Okay, your job on Sunday in class, which covers all three of you, because you may think you're only activities person, but you're really a deputy to outreach leader here. So you can help with all this, because I don't know how many visitors you're getting on a Sunday morning. But what you want is you want somebody, and if it's Daniel or whoever it is, you know, you want somebody standing by the door. So here's our class, okay? So class has started already, and we're having our Bible study here, and someone drifts by the door and thinks about coming in. Now, if none of us move, what are they going to do?
Welcome.
Leave, okay? But I'm outreach person. So you guys are all over there having a great Bible study. And a little small group, maybe you're having, you know, something like that. But I'm sitting over here listening a little bit, keeping an eye on the door. So then somebody comes in go around to visit classes because I want to meet my directors and stuff. Do you know I showed up at a class one time? It was after class ended. I mean, you know, class wasn't happening. And I walked in, clearly had never been there before. Do you realize not one person said a word to me this afterwards? I mean, I'm like kind of like waiting, looking like I want to talk to somebody. Nobody looked at me. Nobody talked to me. Eventually, I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. You know what I mean? So, needless to say, they don't get my email. No, they get my email, but I mean, I don't even try to reach out to them. I'm like, okay, that's how you are. But that's okay. They've got a different focus. That's fine. But I mean, like, nobody talked to me. And it's like, and I'm an extroverted person on staff, go to this church, and I'm like, this is really uncomfortable and weird, you know? Mm-hmm. So you want somebody keeping an eye on the door. So, because people come in the whole time, you can have visitors coming in. So greet the people. Maybe, see, this is why, see, Ebony, like if Julianne's there, but now she's talking to somebody, and then the next visitor walks in, well, who's going to greet them? See, you're there to catch the next person. All right, and then have a list of people to look for. Like this, like Daniel, like you just wrote cards to 20 people, you know, from last week. So, you know, wouldn't it be nice if you had that little list with you, and the next Sunday you were kind of like looking around and, you know, then you can go up to visit them. Hi, I'm Daniel. Oh, you're the guy who sent me the card. You know what I mean? See, like, isn't that a cool follow-up?
Yeah, they don't know specifically who makes the cards because we just say it's from our class.
Oh, okay, so they didn't know that.
Because
but that's
I
okay.
Think we're supposed to not make it personal because if like, I put on a card, like, and it went to a girl.
Well, see, yeah, you would want to send to the guys, and you'd want to have a girl send to the girls, but that's fine, too. But so then you could be looking, you know? So you wrote a card to Maria, and so you see Maria walk in. Because she put in her name tag, and you know, hey, Maria, how you doing? I wrote a card to you last week, wanted to welcome you. See, so now there's like a connection. So you kind of have like people like you're on the lookout for those people that you called from the week before. Social events. Okay, we talked a lot about social events already. We talked about the greeters, thinking about ways to draw people in, let people know ahead of time where to meet. Organize get-to-know-you activities at the events. You know, even though it's a bowling, I mean, we can't sit down and, you know, play the name game or, you know, do my little thing that I have for my next class here. But, you know, you might just want to make sure, you know, for everybody that, you know, now you're in your four people bowling teams. I know it's a lot of work, but, you know, I did youth ministry. You hand everybody a little piece of paper. And on it says, make sure everyone introduces themselves and says one fun fact before you start playing. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it just, you know, just help people get to know each other. Otherwise, it's really easy. I'm guilty of it, you know. You guys walked in, I didn't know you, but I knew Maria. Yeah, Maria, yeah, wasn't that fun? We had a great time in that last session, da da da. And you guys are up here going, well, what about us? You know what I mean? But if I get this little paper saying we all got to introduce ourselves, okay, what's your fun fact? You know, so now we're all talking. So just help people be able to get involved. Because, like I said, I've attended a lot of socials, and I'm like, I don't know anybody any better than before I came here. So what was the point? You know, so. Okay. And I suggest, in addition to other things, ministry and mission events. When you serve with somebody, you get to know them, you know? I mean, if you're at the Faith Center packing bags of food, you know, you laugh together, you know, you laugh because Daniel just spilled the whole bag of corn, you know? I mean, like, so the next people go, ah, isn't that so funny, Dan? You know, I mean, so I mean, like, but, you know, but we did something together, you know? And then you're like, man, that was cool. Did you see that woman? She took her bag of food and she was crying. You know, because she hadn't had, I mean, we just gave out at this youth activity. I had to admit I had a bad attitude. I'm like, I don't feel like passing out these turkey boxes. That's not my mission for today. I'm running an activity for these kids. And then one of the kids says to me, oh, I was so glad when I got it last time because that was the first time our family ever had a real Thanksgiving. And now we're all bonded in this mission. We're like, oh, man, we're all together and we helped give these people a Thanksgiving. You know, so, I mean, to me, that just bonds people together, missions activities, even more than bowling night. Okay, so first, any questions or ideas or any other thoughts, and then we're going to pray. You guys are awesome. You guys are awesome, so I'm very excited. So feel free to, you know, email me afterwards and tell me stuff. Tell me stuff that happens in your class, and, you know, we did a bowling night, and Julianne did wear the orange shirt, you know, to greet everybody and stuff. So, and just yeah, I just have to tell you, my cousin is stranger than I am. So she's trying to get our attention one day, okay? So we're like across the field or across the parking lot. She wants to make sure we see her, okay? So she stands over there and does what I call the X. But keep that in mind when you're trying to greet your visitors. You know, I mean, if they don't know how to find you or where you are or what's going on, think about the X. Okay. All right. Let's just pray. You know, we're a small group here, so you guys just, I'll start off and then I'll close it. But you guys just pray for people in your class, for yourselves, for your directors, for the 40 people in your class that don't show up, that are missing and stuff. You know, it sounds like yours is a big class. Yours could be like 100 people that are on your list that don't show up, you know? And, okay, good. Well, we'll pray first. I want to make sure we'll pray. We'll pray because we don't want to miss that. So, oh God, we love you. And I just thank you so much that Jesus came down to us. You know, you didn't wait till we were good enough, but while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And I just pray that you give us a heart for the people that come. I didn't talk about them a lot today, but a heart for the people that come to the class and a heart for the people that are on our list but are not coming. God, we can't call all 100 of them, but as we pray over that list, I pray that you will speak to the outreach people and that, you know, they'd hear the voice, yeah, call that person. Yeah, call that person, and that they would call. Thank you, Jesus. And I just encourage everybody to pray for whatever they need to and want to for their classes, including Maria. You can pray too.
Lord, I just thank you for this time and this training opportunity to just know our roles and to be able to use them wisely in what you've given to us, just the gifts you've given us to be able to reach out to people, dear Lord. I just pray that we're obedient to your word and to you, and that we just love on people and are an inviting group of people, that they would remember Houston's First Baptist Church and just the people there, and just that they're cared for and loved for. Dear Lord, I just pray that no matter how that outreach looks like, whether it's cards, texts, emails, that, dear Lord, we're just able to bring you glory ultimately and build these relationships. And that, dear Lord, it would start with us so that it could start with our church and start with our community and our state and our country and just and then the world.
Yes,
dear Lord,
just
that we'd be on fire for this. So I thank you, dear Lord, for this opportunity.
Yes,
in Jesus' name.
Remember what it felt like when we were a visitor walking into class the first time. And I pray that we are that same warm, smiling face and greeter that we received when we came to class our first time. I pray that we can be that for our visitors, and that we can go beyond the surface level, that we can really be intentional with our conversations with them and help them to get plugged in. And if they don't know you, to, you know, help plant that seed and to help nurture it and help them to want to be a part of the class and to make it their own and, you know, to get involved themselves with leadership or wherever it may be. I pray that we can cultivate those desires in each other and that continue to reach out to those that are
start doing more of these things in our classes, Lord. I ask that you all of our efforts that we put in to help them to get connected, and I ask that you continue to be with us in our sessions that we go to next, Lord.
For the first time here, I pray, Lord, that as you did in Pentecostal, that these people will get the Holy Spirit and that they will get to touch their heart, Lord, so that they continue coming here. Lord,
I'm still praying, so you keep your hands up. Father God, I just lift up to you Maria and Julianne. And
they don't respond, and that may be disencourages. Does the enemy continue? Because I've been trying to bring my family. Houston First Baptist Church. I'm the first one that came here. Okay. And like this Sunday, my son tried to come 3 times. Okay. He came to the first service, parking lot was full, and he left. And then he came to the, he tried to come to the second service, and then he had problems. So he said, okay, let's go have something for lunch, and then we come back to the 11. He went to lunch. There was problem with the traffic and whatever. come at 5, and I don't know what happened to the 5 o'clock. So I went to see him at work. When I went to visit him at work, he has his phone. I say, baby, did you make it at 5? He said, no. I said, but I'm listening.
Yes.
I'm listening to the service.
Yes.
That was good. And I told, and then I explained to him, look, there's guest parking space, okay? So if you come late, you are not a member, you are a guest. Go to the guest parking space. Mm-hmm. And then I explained to him also the other parking where he can park.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, like I say, it's very important that we do park on the outside parking, because mm-hmm. when I was coming here for the first time, I did the same thing. I would go around and around, and then I would feel embarrassed to come to the class when it was late.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I would leave, and I'll try to come back later.
Right.
And sometimes somebody come home to visit and they will not leave and I cannot come back or something will happen. But it's gone. So
yes.
It is.
Very good.
Really
so yes, cards
job.
Are very good. I just
you're
want you to know
real
that.
Real
it's a lot to address that many.
To, mm-hmm. Cost to everything. I mean, some people, I feel like you never know why they're coming because they feel the need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you need.
So anyway, thank you guys. I want you to be able to go so you have time to get your snacks. And then get to your next class. And thank you so much for bearing with me through my two hand down 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 with me.